Thank you, choir. That was beautiful. Ah, I know why they call you Spirit Choir. You fill the room with spirit. Just lighten us all up. Connie, member of the choir, did a beautiful meditation this morning. And I don't know who was here for it, but a way to begin everything, days, years, services, I think it's very helpful just to take a couple deep breaths. So join me in three relaxing deep breaths right now. I think it's a nice grounding way. The title of my talk, A Flash of Insight. Last month, I gave a talk comparing life to movies. I don't know who was here for that. But today, I'm going to be taking much more of a literary approach to life. Imagine, if you will, that your life is one long book. You have been on the bestseller list of Universal Mind since the day you were born. You might not have known that. The universe is very interested in what you're doing in your human form. Each year has represented a different chapter. And right about now, chapter 2017 is coming to an end. Now, you may have liked it or despised it, but it's still a part of your book. I had many challenges during this chapter. In fact, a part of me felt like it totally sucked and should have a complete rewrite. I just wanted to rip the whole thing out. But then, that inner wise core took hold of me and said, no, each event, no matter if I deemed it negative or not, all played a role to allow greater insights and deeper realizations to make the book much more meaningful in the end. So think about that with your own chapter. Let's review the pages briefly of 2017, so that you can just kind of get a better sense of what we're dealing with here. The first page of January came filled with new possibilities, new presidents, a few new protests, and new paradigms. However you may have greeted any of those, the page eventually turned to February. Record-breaking rains and Oroville Dam wanting to break kind of demanded a little of our attention during that page. The pages flowed into March, blossomed into April, and warmed up in May and June. Some pages may have stood out a little bit more to you than others. Was July the hot and steamy section of your book? Always have to have one of those, tempered down with those lazy days of summer. What did you do? What did you tire of? Did you travel or just enjoy those warm Chico nights? To me, that's the best part of summer in Chico, walking around on those hot days, but then that's the nights soften and everything is beautiful. August and September unfolded, returning many people to school with a few more protests. October painted the park a beautiful amber color. November ushered in the beginning of the holiday season. You may have been grateful, or you may have just wanted a little bit more of everything, including time. And now, here we are in December, concluding chapter 2017. Notice what emotions you may have around this. Are you relieved, or are you wanting to cling on to the remains of the year? What insights did you garner? As philosopher Joseph Campbell once wrote, quote, "We must let go of the life that we have planned so as to accept the one that is waiting for us." End of quote. Perhaps your plans didn't turn out the way you had intended. Maybe you need to lighten up and be more gentle with yourself and know that you did the very best you could do, given what you understood about life at the time. perhaps those seemingly messed up plans went exactly the way they needed to in order for you to thrive in a future chapter? What insights do you want to take from 2017 in order to release any sense of that stuckness in your life? I know that while my life has had many joys this year, it's also had some great sorrows. Losing some loved ones that were very dear to me left me feeling a bit dysfunctional at times. Yet I am now willing to release some of the sorrow and sadness that comes up with their memories. Pain is mandatory, but suffering, that's rather optional. I'm willing to let go of the suffering that comes from misinformed reviews, either written by myself or by another that were maybe none of my business. My chapter was written with the best and heartfelt words that I knew to write at the time. I want to do a little process with you all, so if you can, just gently close your eyes for a moment. I want you to scan through your own pages of 2017. Look for those flashes of insight or themes that guide you into realizing what no longer works for you. Maybe it's a habit. Maybe it's a belief. Maybe it's a relationship. When you get a brief sense of that, please open your eyes again. And now, I'd like you to take, everybody should have gotten a paper and an envelope when you walked in. Could you please just get the envelope, not the paper, but pick up the envelope. And inside the envelope, you should find a little piece of paper that looks like this. If you don't have one, please raise your hand and we'll get one to you. Anybody need one? Okay. Here, James. Oh, you've got enough envelopes. Okay, great. You didn't get... Okay, one more up here. Here you go. You can have... Oh, there's no flash paper in that. Let me give you one. Make sure that yours has a little piece of paper. Oh, great. Anybody need the flash paper inside their envelope? Okay, I have more paper up here if you should need it. And this is appropriately called, you can put the envelope back down. You don't need that, just this right now. This is appropriately called flash paper. Some of you may remember it from last year. Now, what you're going to do is you could either write on it or you can just project images or words onto it. So if you need a pen, please raise your hand and Reverend Michael will be happy to give you one. Anybody need a pen? Okay. And James, while you're thinking of what you want to release for the new year onto the paper, you could either, as I said, you don't have to write on it. You can just think those things. Could you, my roadie is going to help me for a moment. I'll get this part. Okay, thank you, Michael. Now, So you guys should all be concentrating on what you want to release now. Just don't look up here. Okay, now, what we're going to do, slide that over, is in old ancient times, they used to do a lot with fire this time of year because they thought that the gods were eating up the sun, that they were mad at him for some reason. So we also are doing a little bit more with fire today and the next within the next week. So I have to bring up the flame. We have floating candles today, and I will show you the next step. So what I'm going to have you do And if you would rather have somebody do this for you, although I encourage you to do it, you will. We have lotus flowers with a little candle in the middle. And so what you're going to do is you're going to think of that thing that you want to release. You're going to come up from these two aisles here. You're going to briefly touch the paper and then let go. Now, I want to remind you that if you don't let go of something when it's time to, you may get burned. So on that note, we're going to have some Karen Drucker music playing for you. You can welcome to sing along. Come back down the center so we don't collide, but come up these two aisles and then go down the center back to your seat, okay? Let's start. Feel free to sing along with this if you want. And you could use both sides.
I relax, let go.
Oh, by the way, I do have water. Don't make me baptize you. Just let go quickly.
Release and surrender, all is well.
I count on that. You have to toss it up a little bit. Sorry.
I relax,
toss.
Let go, release and surrender. I relax.
Next time we'll know what lotus flowers can do.
Release.
Why did they
and surrender.
Make
relax,
sure you toss it as you go.
Let go. Release and surrender. All is well. All is well.
Okay.
All is well.
So make sure, as I said, you give a little toss.
Every day
and you can go down
I
the center.
Affirm and pray that I'm blessed with so clear. I am held, I am loved, I am safe. I relax, let go, release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender.
toss when you light it, or it will put the lotus flower out. Toss. There you go. Okay. A little toss.
I relax. Let go.
A little toss.
Release and surrender. I relax.
A little toss.
Let go.
There you go.
Release and surrender. I relax.
Remember to toss it.
Release and surrender. All is well. All is well.
It almost bit ya.
Let go. Release and surrender. I relax. Let go. Release. release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender. All is well. Every day I affirm and pray that I'm blessed with everything
I have. Did you get burnt? Oh, you didn't let go.
I release my fear.
We can have some more people go over to this side.
Clear. I am
held.
I am loved.
I am loved.
I am saved.
All right.
I relax, let go, release and surrender. I relax.
You can come over to this one too.
Release and surrender. I relax, let go, release and surrender. I am well.
I am well.
I am well.
Ooh.
And now I see what my life can be when I trust in the process and have faith.
Ah, I think everybody made it out unscathed, I hope. Good. Could you two take the back over there, please? Okay, now, the second part. I forgot to mention the tossing part right away, because, as I said, you're letting go and releasing on a whole freeing scale. So hopefully you feel a little freed up. If not, come back tonight and we'll do more candles. We won't throw them, though. I gotta make that distinction. Now, the second part of this ritual service. Thank you very much. Involves around visioning your future dreams. And so once again, I'm going to ask you, it's safe now, there's no more fires, so if you could let your eyes gently close once again. And I want you to envision approximately 6 months from now into 2018. Think about some experiences that you would like to have underway or accomplishments that seem achievable. This month's theme is joy, because that is really why we desire things in the first place. Maybe you are planting a garden that you've longed to put in. Maybe you're painting some pictures. Perhaps you have a new love in your life, or maybe hanging out with even more friends. Maybe you're traveling to some distant place and have more than enough money to do so. Maybe you've healed your body of some condition. I want you to see these as already accomplished. Start to sense the feelings you would have as you know that everything has turned out perfectly. Now, once you get a little insight into this, please open your eyes once again. Now, I want to point out that this is not just airy, fairy thinking. I've spoken a lot this year on how the more our vibrations and thoughts are aligned with our desires, the more likely our manifestations will occur. It's just the law. In a moment, I want you to have, you're going to write a brief synopsis or summary on 2018 for this next chapter. It doesn't have to be a full page. In fact, it could just be even images or a couple words that represent feelings and emotions about the year. Here is a semi-generic example of that. It was a dark and stormy night. I think all stories begin that way. But it gave way to a bright new day. The hero or heroine, aka you, managed to overcome the obstacles from the previous chapter to move ahead, demonstrating greater love, self-expression, abundance, and health. Now, many of us have excuses as to why our dreams don't happen. Anybody relate to that? So today, I've asked Crystal Trimble to come up and help me diffuse some of those excuses, because I know I have a very long list here. I'm a teacher, so I've heard them all, the ones that I don't even use. So I am going to give Crystal an excuse. But being the wise one, she has an anecdote or affirmation to combat my excuse. Okay. It will take a long time.
I have infinite patience when it comes to fulfilling my destiny.
I'm sure you do. I don't deserve it.
I'm a divine creation, a piece of God. Therefore, I cannot be undeserving.
Yes, you are. I can't afford it.
I am connected to an unlimited source of abundance.
No one will help me.
The right circumstances and the right people are already here and will show up on time.
Thank you, Crystal. I love this lady, and I also want to give her a public apology. As I was adjusting my phone last night at 3 a.m. to see the time, I accidentally called her. And all of a sudden, I see it, my phone light up saying, calling Crystal Trimble. And it was like the slow motion, no! So I'm so happy she showed up today and agreed to do this still, despite my alarm clock in the middle of the night. Okay, now, what I want you to do is reach under your chairs, and you all should have received a blank piece of paper. And what you're going to do is fill out the envelope first. What we do with this is you put your address on it. Nobody will see these but you, so you can write whatever stuff you need to write, visioning your new year. And then you're going to put it in there and seal it, and then we have a basket out front that you will leave it in. And then sometime later this year, we'll mail your chapter pages, your chapter page out to you. So it's, as I said, like it's already accomplished. And you can look at the contrast, things that you didn't like about 2017, to get a greater sense of what you do like for 2018. You need paper? Okay. Michael, do you have two more people? Anybody else need a paper? And pen? Okay. So once again, don't fill it all up. Just write with a couple words. Even draw pictures if that's what you'd rather have of that garden or that painting. And we have a Karen Drucker chant once again to help inspire you. And so please begin that. And one pin there. James.
I do believe
pin.
I will receive. Just have to know and then declare it to be so with an open mind and just a little bit of time. If it serves my highest good, then it will be mine. I do believe I will receive. I just have to know. With an open mind and just a little bit of time. If it serves my highest good, then it will be mine. I do believe
I will receive. I just have to know
and then declare it to be so. Just a little bit of time now.
If it serves my highest good,
then it will be mine. I do believe
I will receive.
I just have to know and then declare it to be so with an open mind and just a little bit of time. If it serves my highest good, then it is mine.
I do believe
I will receive.
I will receive. receive.
I just have to know.
Just have to know.
And then declare it to be so with an open mind. Just a little bit of time. If it serves my highest good, then it is mine. I do believe I will receive. I just have to know and then declare it to be so with an open mind. Just a little bit of time. If it serves my highest good, then it is mine. Anything I want, it is mine. Anything I want, it is mine. Perfect health, it is mine. Perfect health, it is mine.
Joy and now I know some of you may still have things you want to write, and feel free to take this into social hour. Just make sure you put it in the basket before you leave. But for those who are finishing up, I wanted to move on. Just make sure you get your address on those. And I want you to remember that the universe has no height, weight, or time restrictions. It travels faster than the speed of light and creates astral bodies too amazing to even comprehend. So if you believe it in your core and trust the process, and I encourage you to do that, we have to get our own butts out of the way and realize that everything is truly unfolding for our best and highest good. So take those excuses. Remember, Einstein said, imagination is more important than knowledge. So go forth and begin imagining this next amazing chapter of 2018. Thank you and namaste. And now, the Spirit Choir once again. I think I've cleaned up all the flammable things for you.